Hello, this is William Hare Wagon, chair of the WBAI Committee of Inclusion for our meeting January 4, 2021, 7 p.m.
Yay!
And then we have, let's see, what does my agenda tell me to do? We got attendance after convening. So, I'll just call out the names. Nando Alberici, I think so. Maria Barreto.
Present.
Thank you. Jonathan Carter. No. William Hairwagon, that's me, I'm here. Hazel Pinder.
Here.
Very good, thank you. Ralph Pointer.
Right here, listening every minute.
Okay, thank you. Serene Roberts.
Present.
Okay, Terry St. Clair. No. Michael D.D. White.
I'm here.
Thank you. And Laura Wiggins. No. Okay, so I think that's six. So we have quorum. And then the next thing on the quorum, well, it doesn't even say to approve the agenda, but let's say the agenda is minutes approval. There's number three. Four is report regarding staff and programming diversity. Five is a report on area demographics. Six is new business. And then it doesn't even say adjourn, but then we'll adjourn. Does anybody have anything to add to the agenda?
You didn't read set meeting, next meeting date.
Yeah, it still says January 4. Yeah, I'll have to correct that when we put in the final minutes for approval next time. Hopefully I'll have it right by then. Because we didn't decide yet. Anyway. Okay, so are there any objections to the agenda? Hearing none, we'll say that's approved. And
I'm sorry, wait. I want to amend the agenda to add just before next meeting date, membership issues. That way, you know, in case someone is late, we won't have to undo anything that we do.
Okay. Membership issues. I'm going to call out in my notes. What would that be? New business. That would be 6A. Okay. Then we had minutes from somebody was trying to say something.
No. Okay. Just coughing.
Okay. Feel better. Minutes approval for October 26, 2020. Have people seen the minutes? I saw them quite a while ago. Any comments or additions or changes for October 26 minutes? Hearing none, are there any objections to approving the minutes of October 26, 2020? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. And number four, report regarding staff and programming diversity. And I don't remember where we left off on that. Serene, you have something
so that's
on that?
Me.
Okay.
Yeah, so I sent it to Ralph, who is my partner in this project, but I could and will send it to the rest of you. There's no action necessarily that needs to be taken at this point, but what it does is it's an Excel file that breaks down the programming staff by gender and ethnicity. It doesn't have any age information in it. I don't know why. Sometimes people are a little sensitive about that, but, you know, hey, claim your age, claim those years. You've worked hard enough. But I think that in addition to just, you know, being factual, and we're not asking people to say that they're 69. The range might, we might have 60 to 75, 45 to 60, you know what I mean? So we can see how well we are preparing Pacifica and the station for both, you know, including the upcoming generations and helping them with the transition and with the experience and the training and so on and so forth. So I think it could be useful in that regard. I have trouble sending certain things to my phone, but I am going to try to, and I also sent a copy to William as chair and to Ralph, who's working with me on this, and any errors that you find are my own. But also, the, you know, there have been program changes since this was sent to us, and I have not attempted to integrate. I will just be asking management for an updated programmer breakdown list, because it's easier. It's better for me to not rely on my knowledge of any program changes. Better to have that come from one source. So, but
okay, William, I have a question. Do you think we need to get those changes, or just say we started program changes? We started as of X date. And, you know, because otherwise, if this takes us two or three more months or whatever time period is, are we going to keep getting updates?
Well, there have been a number of changes in the past 2 months. I think it's about 2 months. So, I mean, it's useful for what it is. There haven't been massive changes. I don't think it's going to skew anything too badly. But, sure, we should try to keep abreast of the changes, so to speak.
Okay, so you're going to ask for that? Okay.
Yeah, but I'm going to send this to people now.
Very good.
Sorry for the delay.
I'm
one of those people who I always want to check it just one more time. But, you know, that can be a pain in the neck if you're the person waiting for the document. So,
You can send it after the meeting, because I don't think we're going to discuss it.
I don't know what folks want. I would like to send it, and if something comes up before we're done with the call, they can.
Very good. We'll look for it. Anything else on staff and programming diversity?
Well, we didn't get the one for the staff.
That's right.
Just to say
when you were talking about it, I was thinking that we got the programs. Okay, there's not much staff, but we should get that too. Thank you. And do you think you're going to add into, or maybe not on this document, but at some point you said we'll add in age ranges? Sounded like a good idea to me, or a reasonable idea. Not necessary, but reasonable. It'll show that most of us are well over 60, 65, or and that we need to do some work.
I'm 39 forever. Does anybody know?
You and Jack Benny.
Exactly.
Jack Benny.
There you go. Right.
Most of us would have forgotten that. I do actually remember him claiming that all the time, but I don't think I would have thought of it.
we remember that Jack Benny reached 39 and never went past it. My
right.
When you get to 93, as my mother did, you don't put 93 candles on the cake. you put a 9 on the cake and you put a 3 on the cake. But then, in honor of Jack Benny, you reversed them.
Okay. So, anything else on staff and programming diversity? Hearing nothing.
On the staff piece, I'm gonna email Berthold before we get off this call. I don't remember which of us might have reached back out to him, or whether someone thought someone else was doing it. I don't know, but I'm gonna just do it now.
Okay.
You should have that Excel file in your email boxes now, in case anybody just wants to take a look and maybe make a suggestion or describe it for people who aren't looking at it.
Okay, I guess I could look. Let's see. Email.
Well, anyone can do it.
Okay, if anybody's looking, that'd be good. But do you think we should wait now, or just if people see something and want to talk about it? Doreen?
Up to the folks. I mean, I think it would be good to at least read the headings to see the direction in which we're going. Maybe there are things that I included as part of the chart. Huh?
So you have the program name, the host, the gender, ethnicity, type, meaning type of program, right?
Yeah.
The week,
yeah.
Day, part, start time, and the hours. This is a very amazing spreadsheet. This is really, really good. Thank you.
Thank you. So is there a category or some, I mean, we could add a language, but I don't know. What do people think?
Well, it's very few that are bilingual. I know Gonzalo Latino, we're bilingual.
Right.
I don't know La Voz Latina, if they are bilingual.
They are
or
mostly
not.
English. Once in a while, Daniel would do a Spanish language edition.
But
La Nueva Alternativa.
Yeah, it's not considered a bilingual show. I see that. Yeah.
Right. It's definitely English dominant. La Nueva Alternativa is also heavily in Spanish, mostly in Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Felipe. English dominant, I would say.
Definitely.
Sure.
That's for sure.
A sentence or two here or there, but in Spanish, but predominantly English.
So what order did you put these program names? Is this not in alphabetical order, obviously?
No, but the beautiful thing about Excel, because what Berthold had sent me was essentially the grid. You know, it goes from Sunday, right, from 5 a.m. to 5 a.m. all the way down to 4 a.m. or 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about Excel is that you can, of course, rearrange it to sort.
Right,
you can sort it any way you want.
Right, you can export it or redo it. Yeah, okay, I got it.
Right, so if you have it,
This looks very good.
You can
very
go to data. Go to data, mm-hmm. and then you can sort it however you want. By gender,
definitely.
You know.
Okay,
yeah.
I got it.
So this just happens to be the last order. I was working on it before I sent it. But other than that, it's, you can massage the data, as they say.
Mm-hmm. No, this is excellent. It's very informative. Very well done. Thank you.
And if you spot any errors, please let me know. I'm going to check it one more time before doing the report on it, and of course try to get the updates if I get them soon enough. But then I know that our station in Houston did a similar thing. I don't know that they didn't do it quite like ours, but they did. I'm sure they did the ethnicity piece. I'm not quite sure if they did the gender piece, but I'm going to send a draft. And like I said, some changes have been made. I'm going to send a draft summary, not a, quote, report or a judgment or, you know what I mean, but just pointing out some of the salient facts.
I think there's a few times where you mean to say female where you want to correct typos.
What did I call them?
Females.
Okay.
No comment.
The fourth sex, if you will. Okay.
Okay. So,
where on the spreadsheet is Consejo Latino?
Let's see where. And if and Maria, if you look through the whole list already and it's not there, tell us. I'm trying to look at the whole list.
I don't see it, but you know, maybe somebody else sees it.
Okay.
I don't see it on the list. Does anybody see it?
Not yet. I went down. I didn't see it. Now I'm going back up.
Yeah, I enlarged my spreadsheet, and I definitely do not see it.
Yeah, I don't see it. So I don't know, Serene, you may not know either. If that's, or maybe you do know, that that's just what Bertolt sent you or somehow disappeared. We'll have to figure that out.
Well, I sure know about the show, so let me see. Nope, it's not here. But I'm sure it was on the grid. I'll add it. That's why I said I was reluctant to send it out because I hadn't been able to check it. You almost need two screens in order to work on the for me to work on. The two files, the file that we got and then the file that we're creating.
Right.
Okay, so I'm looking at the schedule I got.
We run every Sunday at 3:00.
Yeah. Yep. Why is that not here? I don't know. Maybe I didn't get to Saturdays? Did I do Saturdays? I mean Sundays? Okay. So, making a note to myself, do not disappear Maria from the schedule. Okay.
Well, Nando Alberici and I would not be too happy if we knew that we're not on a document like this that is, you know, essential for everyone, because we don't, especially me, I don't advocate just for Consejo Latino. I advocate for WBAI and all of its programs.
Yeah.
Nobody
should be left off.
Right. We like to be included.
Well, I like to be accurate. So, like I said, you know, I kept on putting it off saying, okay, I need to get someone where they're looking at one copy, one version, where they're looking at, you know, like what was sent to us, and then I'm reading what I transposed onto this into this file. And I've not been able to, you know, I haven't really spent a lot of time with people in the same space.
Feel free to send me any information that you might need help with, because I came from a publishing company background and editing and proofreading and writing and all everything. Like, I have a set of eyes that have been trained. And I remember this woman who did invitations for Lincoln Center, and she was so proud. Look what my son did. And the invites had already gone out, and I read it, and I said, oh, well, there's a typo. She goes, that's impossible. I said, well, human error does happen. And there was a typo, and she was devastated. I said, you know, human error is easy to omit something by mistake, you know, an error, but it's all about solution. Okay, we can fix this. And right now, we can fix this. So that's the important thing. I'm a solutions person. So if there's any help that you might need, proofreading anything, feel free to send it to me.
I'm in the process of doing so right now.
So,
Serene, whatever we get from you, we could feel free to discuss it with the committee or with you.
So that would be considered a draft, and then you're just revising it. That's all.
The email header says draft. So
perfect.
I'll send the original to you. Because I'm sure there are other things missed. As I said, I just haven't had a second person available to do it with me.
Okay.
Ralph and I have not been working on the same schedule. He's a night owl. Okay, so that's it for that report.
Okay.
Let me see.
Thank you.
Looking back at the agenda here, let's see. number five, report on area demographics. Did we do anything on that? I don't remember doing anything on that. Did we decide how we're going to figure it out?
I had signed up for the census, just some information from them throughout the process. And they're always sending me reports. Oh, my goodness. They can generate email like no one. Anyway, so it was my intention to send it to you since you had volunteered for that project. I had intended to forward some of the information to you. But you can also just, and I don't think I have, or at least not on the demographic piece. Because you know what it is? The full census happens once every 10 years. But they're constantly updating different aspects of the operation, you know, between each census. So there's a lot of good information. There are a lot of nonprofit groups in the New York area that also provide a lot of information about who's in the area, you know, who lives here.
And then, does anybody have an opinion on how we should split up the area? Is it, you know, the five boroughs versus Connecticut, upstate, and New Jersey, or is it much more detailed than that? Or
I think for a station that reaches, and this is just opinion, that reaches the tri-state area, although we know that there are NPR stations and college stations, et cetera, also in the region, but for a station that has as broad a reach as we do, a lot of our focus seems to be on New York. I mean, it is true, New York is a special place and we're all special people for living here, but, you know, Jersey is kind of important to, you know.
I used to know somebody from Jersey.
So I think maybe we should, when we look at it, we should look at the, from Times Square, look at that circle and see what areas we're tapping. And so the concentration is not entire. I mean, it's not illogical that we should concentrate on the places closest to where we broadcast from. But I think we need to do much beyond that. And we can.
Okay, so you say we're going to do, you're thinking we'll do some more work on that as to how to
divvy up the area, whether it's going to be more than just the things I said, like New York City versus New Jersey, Connecticut, and upstate New York. I mean, we might go more detailed.
Well, we have a very strong base of, and this is anecdotal, we have a very strong listenership in northern New Jersey, right? Newark, Plainfield, what's that nice place everyone likes to use as an example
Montclair.
Of progressive? Montclair. Yes. So, you know, I mean, I would say that, well, I spent a lot of time in New Jersey, and the reach out there is as clear. In fact, it's clearer than some places in Manhattan. So, and I know from back in the day, you know, when people were calling in to the tally room to pledge, we have a lot of support in New Jersey. And we had a fair amount of support in Rockland, you know, as well, so...
Okay, so I'm going to take that. I'm not going to take that. I'm just going to conclude that we'll be working on how to divvy up the area, like based on what you just said about New Jersey. Would we mention, you know, several northern New Jersey counties as a group, as opposed to middle and southern New Jersey, something like that? We'll see. Thank you. So, Serene, you're working on. Trying to gather that kind of information?
That's your project, sir.
William's project? I volunteered.
William volunteered. Yes, you did.
Okay. Well, I might call you up and ask you for some help.
I'll send you the minutes.
Where I volunteered. Okay. Okay. Let's see. That's number. So, anything else on area demographics? That was number five.
I'm sorry. We can. I'm sure this would be a great class project for students. We should try to find. There's a guy at Columbia. I don't remember his name. Who's really good on demographics. Well, I mean, it's Columbia. One would expect them to be really good on a number of things, but and we should check Q&A too. But yeah, you can ask me for help.
Okay, thank you. Let's see, new business, and then you had and any new business beside something you already mentioned, Serene. I don't even remember what it was. You said to add something. Believe it or not,
so
I can't
under,
read.
Yeah, that's regarding the. That's that. I think you said that's regarding like the rest of the people that are going
right,
to
the membership,
committee.
Right.
The membership. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but before we get to 6A, or whatever
okay.
membership would be, I'm not looking at the draft.
Yeah.
The community advisory board. Which is a CPB required body, maybe also an FCC required body, I don't know, but definitely a CPB required body. They are supposed to be doing community assessments. So it has been probably a decade since I last heard any announcements on BAI for people. To apply to be part of the community advisory board. So I don't know. I know there's a group that announces meetings and uses the name. I don't know how they came into being. But one of us maybe can, one or more of us can go to one of their meetings and maybe find out what they've been doing with regard to community needs assessments. We don't necessarily, I mean, we don't need to do the assessment, but if they have gathered data that might be useful to us in terms of figuring out who's in the listening area already, et cetera, there's no need to have that work repeated by another group of people if it was done properly. So I forget the schedule when they meet, but I'll find out and send it in case anybody's interested in going in on behalf of this committee, just to say, hey, this is what we're doing and what we're planning to do. And we're wondering if, you know, in areas of overlap, if there's information, you know, document.
It's better to do that than to duplicate our efforts and time.
Right. So I'll send out the date, if that's okay with people. Okay, I'll make it into a motion. That members of the Committee of Inclusion, I better write it down. I will never remember what I say. Members of the Committee of Inclusion, should attend the next CAB meeting, date to be provided. I'll put details because it's a call-in thing. Details to be provided to discuss sharing of demographic information. Is that good enough for people?
Yep.
Yes, thank you.
We have to vote.
And when you say in your motion, which I'm going to ask you to read again and send it to us, when you say members, are you thinking that that means everybody or that some of us should volunteer?
If any of the people in the group.
Some members. Okay.
Uh-huh. Some.
Right. So it'll be Titus or Maria because they tend to meet on Sundays and at 1, I think. And, you know, so you might only be able to stay for a little while because you're prepping for the show or something, you know?
Well, we're all doing the show from our dining room tables, couches, et cetera. We're not physically at the AI since the COVID.
Right.
But definitely I would be, I would volunteer to be one of the people.
Okay. So I'll check the dates out and send out the information by email to you all.
Excellent.
Okay, and
this
William will try also to attend.
Okay.
You know, it's so funny with Maria, you just mentioned about, you know, we're all doing this on the phone and whatever phrase you used. And I'm sitting here thinking about, oh, the CAB. Yeah, they meet down at the atrium on Wall Street. And, I used to see Nando coming in with a whole bag full of, into BAI at 120, a whole bag full of 33 RPMs, or sometimes more than one. And I'm still thinking physical, even though we're all on the call.
Oh, my goodness, that's funny.
Yeah, oh, well, sorry for the diversion, but thank you. Let's see. So wasn't there something else that, Serene, you had suggested? And I know you're all going to find this very hard to believe. I wrote it down, and I can't read my own handwriting. What does that say?
No, it's the membership piece.
It's the membership piece.
Okay.
So there are people who were, I mean, the process was that 4 people from the board, 1 director, Ralph, 3 LSB people, which would be Hazel, William, and Michael, and were elected initially or selected, whatever the case is. And then the rest of us applied, and people were elected. So we had more applications. You all had more applications than our 7 seats. And there are some people who were elected but have not appeared at a meeting or corresponded. So we have met. I know the last 2 meetings we just missed quorum, but prior to that we had met, I think, 2 times, and this would be the 3rd meeting. So the general rule is that if you miss three meetings, and there's a long argument about whether you can ever really be excused from these meetings and whether an excused absence counts, but we don't even have to go into that. There has been no communication in some cases, and in one case the brother told us he was no longer in position to do it. So I move that the runners-up list, or so, you know, the next persons on the runners-up list be contacted and offered the opportunity to join the committee at its next meeting, and that those who have missed three meetings and have not corresponded be removed.
And we have to. Do we have?
I think we have to give them notice, and I think we have to vote to remove them. Yeah. And I don't think we should. I think we should give them notice, see what happens, and then at the next meeting we can vote to remove them. If we remove them at the next meeting, then someone could immediately take their place.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay. So, if nobody has another idea, that we'll write to those people.
Well, that is a nice courtesy, especially if none of them have relayed email. Any information that, hey, I'm sorry, I can't because, you know, I'm out swimming in the Bahamas, or unfortunately due to whatever, I'm not interested at the moment. You know, there's no communication at all by phone, by email. Then this is really a courtesy that we're saying, hey, hello there, how you doing? Are you still interested in partaking in this, you know, committee? Please let us know within the next 5 business days.
Right. And if not, you will be eliminated at the next meeting.
Exactly. And we thank you so much.
Right, for your participation.
For your lack of participation.
Your lack of participation, right.
Y'all are bad, stop.
Because some people really wanted to be on it, and you know, in a way, it's not fair because they wanted to be on it, and then they never attended a meeting.
I wouldn't volunteer on anything unless if I knew that I can commit. And the day that I'm not able to, it's my responsibility to let the committee know.
Right.
You know,
right,
unfortunately,
exactly.
I'm unable. Yeah, that's, I mean, we're all adults, you know.
That's just common courtesy.
It's courtesy, that's right.
All right, so I will get those letters out before the weekend.
Thank you.
And we should, but and I think the only thing left then is to set our next meeting date. Well, we had said first Mondays, right? Wasn't that our deal?
Yes.
Okay. Who's looking at a calendar? Let's see if I can pull up the calendar here.
I have the calendar. The first Monday is February 1st.
February 1st.
Perfect.
Okay. That'll be our next meeting. Monday.
February 1st at 7 o'clock. P.M.
Sounds right.
Okay, it's on my calendar already.
And it sounds by then we'll probably have a new president, but we'll have to see what's going on with the crazy man.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Hey, president.
I'm not allowed to say that.
you have to use the proper title.
Oh, I can't think of one that's sayable.
That's appropriate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
He'll be okay.
He'll survive, yes. I'm not worried about him. I'm worried about his effect on the rest of the media.
Yeah, he'll survive. It's us.
Do that.
Okay. I think we may be done. And there's no move to adjourn.
All right, thank you.
I second and third it.
Yep. Okay, thank you. Have a good night and enjoy the rest of the month.
Okay, bye, folks. Take care.
Happy New Year. Thank you.